Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Oh, boy. A Florida man claims that the Joker-like character from GTA 6 is, that's Grand Theft Auto, is based on his likeness. But wouldn't it be that he's looking like the Joker, so he's, it's not really his likeness, is it? The Florida man says that the Rockstar Games owes him money because they made his, they said that they made his likeness, like the character's likeness, like him. His name's Lawrence Sullivan. He goes by the name Even a Florida Joker online. Wait a minute. You can't, this is so stupid. He's demanding $2 million from Rockstar Games because he looks like the Joker. Who owns the Joker? That's like somebody else's intellectual property. That's copyright. So he can't claim that he's that the, oh my gosh. That's like that one episode of Cops when the two chicks got in a fight in the street and one of them called the cop, one of them called police because she said that, well, that lady stole her crack rock, and the police on camera are like, you know, stealing, you know, crack's illegal, right? And she's like, yeah, but ain't stealing illegaler? It's the same thing. It's the same thing here. You cannot claim that property that is not yours is being infringed upon by some, oh my gosh, they probably actually paid DC, right, to license that? I would imagine Rockstar Games did. So yeah, he says he wants to talk to the Scottish developer over the use of his likeness. He goes, y'all took my likeness. You took my life. Well, it's not even yours, you turd. It's not even yours. Some people are so stupid. Let's see, an 11-year-old was arrested. He reported a fake school shooting in Florida because he just wanted to go home early. That's real. Friends over at Patriot Mobile, the Christian conservative wireless provider, the one, the only, and they're unwavering in their commitment to values and providing you with amazing service. And they're all about prioritizing that service and those values too. So they have their free smartphone with code Friday76. You can make the switch today, the promotion that they have ongoing right now, and you can talk with one of their awesome 100% US-based customer service members. They make switching so easy, and when you switch, you're going to save a lot of money because they have tons of different plans to choose from, something that's tailor-made for you and your family. And you can add, you know, lines. You can put your whole family on one. I mean, they'll figure out something that works for you. But like I said, you're going to save money and you're also going to get the best service. They have dependable nationwide coverage in all three major networks. So you get the best service and you're not funding progressive causes. I mean, I've had the best service with them. I've traveled the world and I've never had an interruption. It's always been so great. And saving money, well, that's unbeatable in today's economy. So visit PatriotMobile.com/Dana or call them at 972-PATRIOT and use promo code Friday76 to get that free smartphone. Make the switch today at PatriotMobile.com/Dana, 972-PATRIOT.
Four years of infrastructure a week, but it failed. He failed. On my watch, instead of infrastructure week, America is having infrastructure decade. Decade.
Is this an infrastructure?
Over $1.3 trillion. Trump just talks the talk. We walk the walk.
How much money? Can we isolate that and just have that for forever? A million trillion billion.
America is a failing nation.
A million trillion billion.
Decade. Over $1.3 trillion.
That is some super fantastical math.
How much is that, actually?
Well, we feel like we should do the calculations. That's a lot of zeros. And give that to me, because I'm going to play that in my sound machine. Literally, I'm going to abuse it to where people are going to be giving thanks to God that this weekend's. Because I'm going to play that nonstop. Welcome to the show. Dana Lash here with you. Getting the week started. It's Christmas Eve week, right? It's the Christmas Eve week of Christmas Eve. Wait, you get it.
That makes sense.
It makes sense. Yeah. So welcome to the program, Dana Lash with you. You can listen coast to coast. You can stream the radio program as well. And you can also Yeah, follow along YouTube, Facebook, Channel 347, DirecTV. So he's this. You know, I was thinking about this. I'm like, there's really no good way to get the show started when you got a soundbite like that, because it's, I mean, that's our money. That's our dollars. That's all of our monies. And he's the way that he was counting and talking about, we're going to spend money on this because they're throwing money at rail. He's, you know, promising our tax dollars to a whole bunch of stuff. And yeah, this was the, I mean, even the Hill, you know, the conservative bastion, even they were saying, well, wait, what? How much money is this? So he's in Vegas. He's announcing they love trains. He's announcing $8.2 billion in new federal funding for 10 major passenger rail projects across the country. And then that's when he said it was over $300 million. Wait, $300 million? I mean, I know that sounds, you know what? You know how everybody's made fun of me because I literally invented frillion.
You sound like Trump with caravan.
I'm sorry, sir. Caravan is what was said. I invented that term. How dare you?
Didn't do
how
anything of the
dare
sort.
Dare thou, sir. So this is like $11 trillion. 11T is also a real number. I invented that too. That's a real $11 trillion. I'm pretty sure that when you add it all up, I just put it in my calculator and that's what it was. It was that amount of money. But why are they so obsessed with trains? Like, what is the thing with the left? Have you noticed this? I've mentioned this before and I make fun of it, but I'll be damned. They prove me right every single time. Every single time. They're like, well, let's just, you know what we need? No, we don't need water desalination plants. No. No, we don't need to improve our grid or, you know, make sure that we have some, you know, back channels. None of that. No. You know what we need? We need more trains. Yeah, trains. I mean, I guess in some instances, I think that trains are an obsession of people who are, an obsession that people have. If people are obsessed, they think that they're trying to retrofit old world kind of European approach to travel and modify that for the expanse that is the U.S. And not everything works everywhere. You know, the way that public transport works in like Italy or England or whatever is not the same as in the United States. Like, for instance, the way that, you know, stuff works in New York or doesn't work, you know, doesn't work the same in, you know, say Dallas. I mean, it's just different. But they all think that they can. It's like a one size fits all thing. So, and then he also said that he traveled more miles by Amtrak than Air Force Two while VP, which was a lie. I don't know how many times they have to debunk this. So we just, you know, we're just throwing money at everything. Joe Biden is like the big spender in the champagne room and all these government agencies are thirsty strippers. And that's how he's treated. He's just in there dollar bills, y'all. And it's all, meanwhile, the taxpayer are like, that's our dollar bills. No. And this is what they get out of it. So that's what he was doing over. That's Friday, right before we were kicking off into the weekend. 8.2. I just like the math. I just like the math of it.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So apparently now the people who left cities for peace and quiet of small towns, remember that was a big story, especially leading into the lockdown. Apparently now they have a lot of regrets about it. They said from 2020 to 2021, 85% of homebuyers aged 31 to 40 bought either in a suburb or a small town. Many of them left big cities for less costly homes, but they found that it wasn't worth the trade-off. So they said that they've been coming back to the cities after moving out. So why are you laughing?
They're like, what? We have to be self-sufficient? We have to rely on ourselves to survive?
Yeah, it's like watching Always Sunny in Philadelphia come to life. Right. They have to live out in the burbs. A grocery store clerk was killed after a customer impaled him with a golf club in Minneapolis. A customer beat the guy and impaled him with a golf club. The 66-year-old clerk was attacked Friday at the Oak Grove Grocery, a small neighborhood store in a residential area downtown Minneapolis. The 44-year-old suspect is jailed on suspicion of murder. He impaled it right through the torso, right through his midsection. That's insane. I didn't even know that was, I mean, I guess you could with anything, but that's just, this is wild. Let's see. Recall is closed on three popular soft drinks distributed in Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida. Diet Coke, Fanta Orange, and Sprite, all 12-ounce cans, apparently. So they said that no recall activities in the local, all the recalls were completed, but apparently they had a big recall on some of these cans. Why is it a headline if it's been completed? Don't waste my time with that. Why is it? What in the world? All right. A driver was busted for you. A driver got busted for using a USB cord as an impromptu tire chain. They said it's not accessible or not acceptable. Driver in Washington State, they fined him. Wait, what? They said that his chains were improperly fitting and he used a USB to fix the issue. So?
Exactly.
And? Wait, why did they? Somebody spotted this? They had state patrol that spotted this vehicle. It was in the... I never say this pass right. Snoqualmie. I have to, like, really think about it and then go for it. It was heavy snow. They said the chains were too small and they used a USB. We don't live in super snowy areas, so is that a thing that they can just, like, look at your tires and be like, we don't think your chains are big enough. Sorry. You don't have big enough chains. And then they, how do you see that USB cord? If it's at dusk, you're driving in a snowstorm. How does a trooper see?
Sounds like an authoritarian state.
You think? That's wild to me. And there's ghost ships coming up on beaches and tourists are climbing on them. Be careful. We got Stephen Yates coming up next.
You know, there's a mental health crisis around the world, Jake, that we hear people talking about. I think that one of the main reasons for that is that young people look at the fact that we are not yet solving the climate crisis or dealing with some of these other challenges. And we hear this word thrown around, polycrisis. Well, solving the climate crisis is a poly solution. We know what to do. We have the means to do it. And we have to make sure that we make the right political choices in our democracy to enable ourselves to make the right choices.
Why is he still out there?
It's Al Gore. Like, you guys needed to know that. Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour. He's just so punchable. Well, the young people, you know, Kane, they're worried about the weather. They're worried about what the weather forecast is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then to say nothing, Kane, of Man Bear Pig that is out there running amok. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, like, all the anxiety is out there just because of the weather.
Because of the weather. Because they're upset that, you know, they see that we're not solving the climate crisis. Wait, what? Like, what?
Just when you think they couldn't blame something on climate change, they go and do it.
Oh, no, no, no. They blame everything on climate change.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, if they trip and fall, like on a flat surface, like they're in their kitchen, oh my gosh, the weather. I always thought that, you know, the generation that's coming up is upset because Al Gore's generation, and by Al Gore's generation, I'm talking about the Democrats. People get very touchy about this. I'm not coming after my conservative boomers, okay? So stop. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Not all y'all conservative, come on. But like the Al Gores of the Al Gore generation, thanks to his policies, none of the people who are coming up can buy a house. I read this headline where it said people are going to be renting into their retirement at the way things are going. That's crazy. That is crazy to me. No, that I would think that that's kind of, you know, the what Democrats did with the consolidating everything with college loans, driving up the price, making it super expensive. I just kind of think that all of that is way more. That's probably what's giving them a mental health crisis, not this pervert who is talking about the weather all the time. I mean, nobody's upset over the weather, lunchbox. Nobody is, okay? Nobody's upset over it. Al Gore promised to put everybody's, all the old people's money into a lockbox. Remember that? Except what he didn't tell you was there was a hole drilled in the bottom of it where he could get the money out. That people are upset because economic policy. They're upset because wages aren't keeping up. Inflation, it's not keeping up with the cost of goods. The cost of goods has increased. The price of energy has increased. Everything is more expensive. And the good news that they're thrown like breadcrumbs is that you're saving 16 cents on your hot dogs, your 4th of July picnic. You're saving 16 cents, like on a whole package of hot dogs, not like per hot dog, a whole package. And that's all they have. Well, just don't worry about renting all the way up until you're... Why does he talk like Forrest Gump? By the way, why does he do that? He sounds like Forrest Gump. I mean, people are just, you know, the reason you're upset is because of the weather. And he can saw, he's a grift and a half. How long has he been doing this? I mean, I've been in college. He's been doing this whole time. I thought all the polar bears were going to be dead. I thought all the ice caps were going to be melted. I was told there's going to be no more ice in the world. Everything was going to be melted. What else was I told?
It's supposed to happen by 2013, and that came and went.
Yeah, there's ice up there still. We still got polar bears. What happened? Oh, it was all BS? Oh, that's all right. So, I don't, that's why people are upset. Really, climate? I think that for some people that are scenesters, I think that they really get wound up about the weather. I don't care. Life is short. Life is too short to make everything crap. Not how I said it on break, but that's the saying. That's the new saying of the show. We're not doing new year, new me. We're doing new year, same old us. Pound sand. Hashtag your hashtags. Deck my halls. That's what we're doing.
Why we're not doing t-shirts? I have no idea.
Well, I've said, you know what? Aggravate Chris on Twitter. Go aggravate him. Because your girl is stretched to the Supermax. She's stretched to the TJ Maxx here, okay? Go aggravate him. Go tell him. Be like, yo, get them t-shirts up. What are you doing, boy? Come on. Go aggravate him. I'll retweet it. I highly encourage you. I'm all here for the chaos.
I'm gonna sit back. I have a proposition for what we put on the t-shirt. I haven't used this drop in a long time.
I'm out of give a damn juice today. Yeah, that's what I'm out of.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.